Wisconsin Democrats are calling for the release of a report on the financial future of Milwaukee County. Portions of the report drafted by the Greater Milwaukee Committee were published over the weekend in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They indicate Milwaukee County is in dire financial shape and could need massive spending cuts. Committee officials have decided not to release the report until after the election, which angers Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Mike Tate.
The secret bipartisan report that supposedly took over a year to write that is being kept under lock and key by Scott Walker's own campaign chairman, who happens to conveniently double as the head of the Greater Milwaukee Committee, which commissioned the report.
Republican candidate for Governor Scott Walker currently serves as the Milwaukee County Executive. Tate says the public has a right to know how Walker's leadership has impacted the county.
Why don't Wisconsin voters deserve to hear from a bipartisan group about the cumulative effect of Scott Walker's time as county executive? This is just the latest example of Scott Walker saying he's applying to be governor, but then not filling out the important details of the job application.
Greater Milwaukee Committee Chairman Mike Grebe says the report just isn't finished yet, and the panel wants to make sure the information doesn't become just another campaign issue.
In the opinion of our board, it would perhaps get lost in the campaign and not be received as effectively as we wanted it to.
Grebe says his role as chairman of Walker's campaign was not a factor in the bipartisan panel's decision to hold the report.
Absolutely not. Partisan politics had absolutely nothing to do with the decision.
Grebe is also critical of Democrats for trying to use preliminary findings from the report to attack Walker. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.